time now. Only retreat or surrender. Or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance.
Greetings, and again, I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind coaching and training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Well, hope everyone's doing well. Here we are at the last day of January 2015. Hope you've all made some progress towards your goals, whether they are a physical goal, a mental goal, spiritual goal, or an emotional goal. Hope you are working towards something. That's what kind of makes life fun, is the adventure of moving towards something. Just if you're in the Northeast area, sorry about the snow. And everybody else, please hope you're having you're starting to have a good weekend. What I'd like to talk about today is there was a quote that Jim Rohn said, that you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And this is really powerful on many levels. And again, what we want to look at is, what is the goal that you have in mind and is hanging around these people, the people you hang with? Are they supporting you in achieving that goal? So you may have people that are more physically fit and you hang around them when you're discussing your physical fitness, but they could be absolutely broke or just making minimum wage. And so would they be the appropriate people to hang around with if you were wanting to develop a business? But it first starts out, you know, we've heard the expression, or if you haven't, there's an expression, birds of a feather flock together. So we tend to gravitate or towards people we are similarly like. What can happen is, even if you have a strong mindset and a positive outlook, if you hang around with people that have a disempowering outlook or a negative outlook on life, eventually you will start to pick it up. You can't fight it. It's like hanging around people with a cold. Eventually you're going to get it. Unless, of course, you have really disciplined yourself in the mental aspect. But then my cool question would be is, why are you hanging around with them if you have to discipline yourself so much? Wouldn't it be better for you in the long run to perhaps find people that are at a higher level, not better than you? And I'm not saying this does not mean that people are better than you or you are better than them. But in sports, we always like to play an opponent that is a little bit more skilled than ourselves, so we can increase our skill. So if you're looking for to start a business, wouldn't it be better to hang around with people who have a business, that started a business and are successful after a couple of years, than hanging around people who never started a business? And I'm not telling you here how to pick your friends. What I am suggesting, though, is look at the groups that you hang with, the people that you hang with, and are they supporting you, either consciously supporting you or unconsciously supporting you in what you want to create? And this is one of the biggest challenges that a lot of my clients have, is they come to me in a certain state, they want to change, and then as they start to change, their friends don't like it. And unconsciously, their friends start to pull them back or tell them they can't do it, or there's a myriad of things that happen, and there's a resistance that's happened. So the client then goes, well, I don't want to leave my friends. Well, here's the truth, is that when you change on the inside, your external world has to change on the outside. It can't be the same, because what we're doing, at least most of my clients are, they want to start producing different results. And so part of those results includes your environment, right? We've talked about this in the complacent zone, and the environment is people, places, and things. So as you start to change, the people around you are going to start to change. And there may be a time where you've changed so greatly that you haven't connected yet with a new group of individuals, and the old group is gone and you're there by yourself and you go, well, this is lonely. This is not what I wanted. And you start to feel alone or lonely. And then you migrate back to the friends and then you start to take on their trains of thoughts and their behaviors and their habits. And you go, well, I guess this just doesn't work. So you have to realize that as you start to change. So one, by hanging around with certain people, you will pick up the group psychology. So you may have your own thoughts on things to do, but as you continue to hang around groups of individuals, you will pick up, the group will have its own psychology, its own beliefs, its own memes. You don't have to hang around with them all the time, right? But you look at it, if you hang around with them after work or during work, you're all going to start to think the same way. Now, that's a good thing if you want to start to improve your attitude and start to improve your behaviors. And that's a bad thing if you want to change your life and the people you're hanging with don't want to change their life. And then there's this unfortunate perception of guilt by association. So if you're with a group of people that are perceived to be lazy, you may not be lazy, but the perception is that's just the way it is. And unfortunately, you can say you don't care what people think about you, and really we shouldn't. However, if we are striving for some level of success, let's just say financially, it is better to be perceived as a go-getter, as somebody who is hungry, than it is to be someone who is lazy and doesn't want to work. Although you may have those traits, but if a prospective employer or somebody else sees you hanging with individuals that aren't that way, they may not even give you the opportunity to come on board. So it's not fair, I understand that, but these are things to think about. But more importantly than how you are perceived, the most important part is what aspects you pick up in your life. So by hanging around people that have a certain behavior, you will start to have that certain behavior. And then you'll start to think that way, or you'll think that way and then have the behavior. So you have to look at the people you hang around with, what is your goals, and are they there to help you and support you? And this is probably a really tough aspect to look at in your life, because we have friends, we enjoy them, we enjoy hanging around with them, we get some laughs. And if the overall scheme is that they're not progressing, if they're not on a personal growth path, if they're not encouraging you to step out of your complacent zone, if they're trying to hold you back, are they really friends? Are they truly, my look at it is friends help us move beyond who we think we are. And if we separate and don't hang around each other, then that's just part of that relationship. If friends are trying to hold you back, that's more for them. They're selfishly holding you back to appease them. They're not encouraging you to move forward. And often this is where the mental strength comes in, because often it's going to have to take a deliberate action on your part to say, I'm done. I'm moving on. I've had a great time. And it has to be done with love, because when you look at it, your friendships brought you to where you are today. And if they no longer serve you, you can either sit down and describe it to the person, or you need to handle it in moving forward if that is what you want to do. And that's probably going to be one of the toughest things to do, is sit down with your friend or friends if they are not supporting you and say, I need to surround myself with people that I am like, that are on a path, that are making X amount of money, that can help me increase my business, that can whatever it might be. And this is going to be, you know, again, tough. And this is part of what, you know, eventually comes in my coaching is when people start to change their life, they bring up their friends, and then eventually they determine which friends are there to support them and which friends aren't. And then they had to make a tough decision as to how to release those friends with love and make room for new individuals to come into their life. So what I'd like you to do this week coming up is reflect on the group of people that you are hanging with. And, you know, if your goal is financial, determine, you know, are they making more than you or less than you? If it's physical, are they on a strict, you know, workout routine and nutrition program? If it's mental, how is their attitude? Do they see the good in things? Are they able to pick out the positive aspects of their life, or are they complaining about their job and about their wife or about their husband, or are they constantly complaining about things? Because you need to identify the people in your life that are there to help you, and you need to identify the people in your life that are keeping you stuck. So it's going to be a big challenge, but I know that you can do that. In my book, Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior, I don't go over it specifically, but I do give many, many exercises and background on why this is important, on who you hang around with and your mental state. So that's the podcast for today. Please provide feedback on this podcast or topics that you'd like me to cover on future ones. You can do so by going to warriormindcoach.com/blog. You can look for the Contact Me tab and send me either a note or a voice message.
Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.